From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
Enhancing the delivery of and increasing access to community service and alternative justice services is one of the core objectives of the third phase of the Citizen Security and Justice Program. Stay with us to hear more about how this was achieved through a recently held justice fair in Mape and Clarendon on today's edition of CSJP in 5. The Legal Aid Council, in partnership with the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, and several other stakeholders, recently hosted a justice fair at the Old Police School grounds in Mape and Clarendon. These partners included the Dispute Resolution Foundation, Victim Services Unit, Restorative Justice, Criminal and Civil Justice Administration, Registrar General Department, Land Administration and Management Program, Consumer Affairs Commission, Administrator General's Department, Justice Education Unit, Office of the Utilities Regulation, Jamaica Intellectual Property Office, National Housing Trust, Office of the Public Defender, the Independent Commission of Investigations, and the Community Safety and Security Branch.
All these entities set up booths at the fairs, and the public can have access to information they may need free of cost. In terms of what is done on spot, for example, persons come and indicate that they have a matter in court and they have no attorney, an assignment can be made on spot.
Executive Director of the Legal Aid Council, Hugh Faulkner. The Justice Fair comprises a series of fairs across the island with funding support by the CSJP under its Community Justice Services component. Scores of persons came out in their numbers to attain legal advice from representatives of the various agencies in attendance. Queries ranged from employment dismissal, criminal assignments, divorce, land matters, intestacy, and child maintenance.
If there are confidential matters, we ensure that in attending to the clients that their information was kept confidential. So we always have an additional booth where you can go for sensitive matters to discuss.
The fair is primarily used to increase access to community and alternative justice services, especially for those who are unable to afford the full cost of legal consultation.
Currently, there is a Kingston Legal Aid Clinic on Tower Street in Kingston. There's a Montego Bay Legal Aid Clinic on Union Street. There's a Norman Manley Law School Legal Aid Clinic. And there are some entities that provide legal information, including churches. But the distribution of these centers are not as widespread. So the justice fair allows us to take these services to communities that are not necessarily close to a legal aid clinic.
Mr. Faulkner says persons who attend the fairs will inform themselves of the agencies and departments, how they can be helpful to each other in dealing with conflicts, deal with legal issues, and acquire essential documents.
When they understand the steps, can reduce the potential for conflict among family members, among community members. And it really opened their eyes to the options available through the courts or through administrative processes.
For further details, persons may contact the Legal Aid Council at 948-4861, 9671372, or 948-6999. CSJP supports this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.